Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Sis podcast featuring your two favorite sisters,
Alex
and Kyla.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone. I feel like it's been so long since we last recorded, but that's just because we pre-recorded two episodes before you went to Scotland.
Yeah. And so we've had episodes go out every week. It just has been a minute since we've actually sat down and recorded.
Yeah, I know. So, and I miss this.
I know. It's honestly so nice to like.
It's such a nice like sister bonding time.
I know. But it's crazy because I feel like sometimes we'll talk for an hour before we even record.
Which is what we just did.
I know. And I'm like, wait, we should start recording.
Yeah.
Before we like give all the updates.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then like by the time we start recording, we're like, oh, well, we already know everything. Yeah.
Also, I did get this question on Instagram that someone had asked, like, are you guys still filming the episodes? Because they haven't noticed one recently. So I think we've said this, but maybe we haven't. But we're only going to be recording, like, video recording.
So we're going to be recording every episode, obviously, right. Like audio. But then we're only filming for like that. For YouTube slash like our socials. When we feel like the episode or like the topic is worth actually filming.
Or if we have a guest.
Just because sometimes we don't want to actually be on camera. Yeah. Like, especially if I've worked, you know, a full 8 hours and I'm tired after work and I just don't feel like I'm in the mindset or the headspace to like want to be on camera. And we also just feel like, you know, especially because my sister does all of the editing. So it's just a lot for her.
Like, yeah, I'm going to be transparent, guys. Like it's really hard to edit these podcasts because I have to sync up the audio recording that we have to the video and then edit that. It's like a whole big process. It takes me so long. And because we record, some of our episodes are like an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it just takes so long to edit. And so I told Kyla, like, I'll definitely be open to doing it when we have like a really good episode. Like if we're gonna have a topic that like we know is gonna be interesting to watch, we will film it. And then if we have a guest, we're gonna film it. But for the most part, it's just gonna be audio. I hope you guys understand. And then when we do eventually grow and we can like start having some ads and like making some money for the podcast, you know, if it does get to that point, then we'll be able to invest in like an editor, and then that will be a lot easier because we can just hire someone to do that, and it's gonna be so much better.
Yeah,
saves us so much time. Like I just don't have the time to do it. It's hard.
It is. It's a lot of work.
But I like doing the podcast. Like I like sitting and chatting with you, so I don't want to stop that.
No,
I love this.
No, exactly.
And to edit just the audio is not hard. I basically just have to like re-listen to the whole episode and cut out anything that like, let's say we're talking about something and then you're like, oh, actually, wait, cut that out.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Like it doesn't take long. It's the whole syncing with the video. It's a whole big process and I'm not that great at it. So I would eventually love to invest in hiring someone to do that for us. But, you know, we're still new. We're only a year into this podcast, you know?
But also, like, yes, we're only a year in, but, like, how fast did this past year just go by?
I know,
like,
it's crazy.
It was, I can't believe it's been a year because I remember you bringing up the idea of starting a podcast with me. Mm-hmm. And at first, I was actually very hesitant, not because I didn't genuinely want to do a podcast with you. It was just more, I was like, okay, well, how personal are we going to be getting? I feel like
you don't want to overshare.
I don't want to overshare. And I tend to, I've spoken about this on the podcast, but like I tend to just get in my head a lot and overthink things. And I didn't want to come off as like, I didn't want to come off a certain way. I'm more private, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
As much as I still really love posting on social media. I still love fashion. I don't regret my influencer days at all. I'm so grateful for them. And like, honestly, like the experiences I had and the networking and everything, I would never take it back. But I've just become so much more of a private person. And it kind of just worried me, especially for a podcast, because a lot of podcasters, unless it's like the type of podcast where you interview people mm-hmm. and you, or you just talk about things happening in the world, like more factual things,
right?
Informative podcasts. Like most podcasters get quite personal. And I was like, I don't mind getting personal, but like
to an extent,
only to a certain extent.
But like, that's why I told you, like, we don't even have to get personal. Like, we could talk about pop culture, which is what we do a lot. We have yeah. our listeners write in, and like, we love reacting to those stories. I think there's definitely a way where we can still be ourselves and feel comfortable and not feel like we're oversharing.
Exactly. And I feel like the way it's been going as of recently, I really like it. There is one podcast that I'm like, damn, I wish we could take that episode back. But like,
oh, which one?
I was like, just talking. I made it, and like, we made an Instagram reel about it.
Oh, and then you, like the TikTok. You archived it. Yeah.
And I archived the reel and the TikTok because just.
You said something that you didn't like.
I said something. And then like, I found out that like, my coworkers are all so supportive and I love them.
Oh, and then they listen.
And they were telling me like, they've like followed our socials and stuff. And I was okay. like, let me just go back and make sure that I haven't posted anything that like, I wouldn't necessarily want. You know,
yeah, people
a
at work.
Coworker, like a professional relationship.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, it's awkward. No, I get that. But also I knew what I was getting. Like at the time, it's weird because obviously I know people are going to watch the podcast. And yeah. I've said things that I know are more personal.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I actually meet people in person or I see people in my life that listen to the podcast or yeah. like they follow our socials or whatever, I'm like, oh shit, this is real.
Yeah,
because for the most part it's like you just see numbers and it's almost like, oh, well, I'll probably never meet these people, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. That's why when you told me the story, well, I won't say the full story, but Kyla was somewhere and a person opened up their phone and like my photo popped up on their feed and it was like literally the selfie of me with my vibrator.
Yeah, your Balesa vibrator. And I was like, oh, this is, yeah, because like she was talking to me about your Instagram and then she opened up her account and it was like the first picture on her like
yeah.
feed and she's like, oh my gosh, there's your sister right there. And then she continues talking to me and it's just like a picture of my sister holding her Balesa vibrator. It was like a sponsored post, mm-hmm. which, you know what, like, good on you.
I know, but it's just funny that it was like a professional setting, which then makes me cringe. But at the same time, this is my job, right? Yeah, so exactly. like I don't care.
Like also from like an outsider's perspective, like I would see someone promoting Balesa and be like, good for that person. Like,
yeah, that's
good on you. I like the company. I like what they stand for. I like their mission. I like her for promoting this because it's like, there shouldn't be any shame surrounding it. It's just sometimes when you're in a professional environment, it's like
not what you're talking about in a professional environment.
It's just like awkward, you know?
Yeah. Well, for sure. It's like, it's literally like when my uncle told me one time, this was like back in 2016, when he used my social media as an example in a boardroom with all his colleagues to like talk about like the success with social media and how you can make a name for yourself, whatever. And he pulled up my Instagram. It was literally a bikini photo of me with my ass out.
Oh my God.
And he was like, what? And he swiped. And I was like, oh my God, that's literally so fucking cringe.
Especially the fact that he's your uncle and he's like referring to your page. I know. And then it's like, but you know, because when people don't know, they're probably looking at him like, okay, this creep.
Yeah. But no, it's just like, eh. I guess it's just like I mean, I don't really post shit like that anymore, but at the time I had posted a lot of that kind of stuff, so it is what it is. But I don't know, I'm very proud of like the years and the hard work I've put in. And you know, I do get questions a lot from people, not a lot, once in a while, they're like, what are you gonna do when this all ends? And I was like, first of all, You don't know if this is going to all end.
But also not only that, but like, why would you say that to someone?
I don't know. People sometimes will say things to me that in my mind, I'm like, I would literally never ask somebody that. But they like don't think. Like, I'll get questions from friends like, literally, like, don't you want like a friend for Arkham? Like about having a second baby, like before they knew I was going through infertility. And then I was like, like, it's just not something I would ever say.
Yeah.
To me, it's common sense, but to someone else, it's not. It's
true, because, like, I have said things to people, like, without even, like, realizing. Yeah. Like, I don't mean any harm by it.
Yeah.
But, like, I have a friend who, she had got married, and then, like, a few months after her wedding, we were having a conversation, and I was like, oh, like, when do you and your husband, like, want to have kids or whatever? And I didn't know that she was, like, struggling to get pregnant. And then I remember, like, at my birthday, you two were talking about it. And, like, she didn't even know at that point, but she was already pregnant.
Yeah.
Anyways, like, we were just, like, you two were having that conversation right in front of me. And I was like, oh, my God, I literally was one of those people.
Because this is what I always say. Like, most people don't mean any harm. Obviously, there's a difference. Someone doing it maliciously because they want to make you feel bad about something. But for the most part, people never mean any harm by it. So I usually, at least now in my life, don't take offense.
Yeah, it's when people, I guess, at least it's like from my point of view, like my experience with it, when you've never experienced whatever it is that you're talking about, you'll ask questions because you don't realize, you don't think of like the impact of things.
Also because society makes you feel like there's this timeline to things, right? Like you get married, oh, so then you have kids.
Yeah.
It's like not everyone wants to have kids. Yeah. Maybe some people are struggling. Maybe some people do want to have kids, but not right now. You know, there's like a bunch of different reasons, and I get why most people don't know. But that's why I think it's great with social media that people are talking about things more nowadays because people are more aware. There's this mom I follow on social media. I freaking love her. She's got four sons, and I feel like I reference her a lot. But Bethany Ciatola, I think is how you pronounce her last name.
I want to look her up.
She is literally like such an inspo of mine because she's like this ethereal fairy princess mom. She lives in a super old
what's like, her name? Brittany?
Bethany. And then Ciotola. C-I-O.
Oh, I found her.
Yeah. She's got four sons. And she's just like so cute. And her husband is like this really good looking guy. And they just have this super cute family. And she's very open with like sex and like self-pleasure. And she just made me feel really confident about like my sex life and like finding, like having that romance, even though she's a mom of literal four.
Yeah.
And anyways, the reason why I bring her up is because she had posted on her story. She was doing a Q&A or something, or she was just posting and someone had asked like, are you pregnant? And she literally just posted, like responded like, please don't ask any woman this question ever. Like just stop asking. And I think it's true. Like it's so weird when people ask that question. It's natural to wonder because I've been there. I wonder if someone is pregnant or not, especially if there's like little hints here and there, or not even like physical, just like certain things they'll say. I'll really tell Dan like, oh, I think so-and-so is pregnant.
Yeah.
But I would never
say it to the person.
Be like, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so when she posted that, I was like thrown back into, there was like a few moments in my postpartum area where people would constantly ask, are you pregnant with baby number two?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just gave birth like 8 months ago.
Like, guys.
I know. But it was one of those things where in that case, I don't think it's ever okay to ask.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're not informed or not. Just don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's also like logic, right?
I would think. But again, it's like easy to say things on social media because you don't get to see the person's reaction. You can hide behind a screen. I don't think anyone in my real life has ever asked me that question. Any of these questions that I've gotten on social media about pregnancy, whatever, I don't think I've ever got that in real life. What I will get is like I said, like, don't you want a friend or something? Or what are you going to do when this all goes to shit kind of thing with my social media? And so what I explained to literally my friend who brought this up to me, she's a little bit older, not an excuse, but she's a very like traditional life. She's not really on social media, so doesn't really fully understand it. And I said, we're the first generation to have this, like to grow up with, you know what I mean? Like we're the first generation to really start social media. So I was in my early 20s when I made this a career.
Yeah.
And people are still going to be my age as we get older.
Yeah.
People are going to be in their 30s and 40s with me,
and your content and want to know changes that life as you change, and
exactly,
and whoever comes across your account, especially like the your OGs, they're gonna be growing with you. So like your content is always going to be relevant to that age demographic.
And this is what I always explain too, because actually Tess and I were talking about this in Scotland, because she had made a joke like, haha, when we become like old washed up influencers. And we were laughing about it, but I was like, but actually, I don't know, because not to say that I want to do this forever, because there's other avenues I want to explore. And I have no shame in saying that, like, if I decide to change my career path, I will.
Yeah.
And I'll either go back to school, or I'll start my own business, or I'll do that. You know, there's so many things I want to do. Influencing is not my ultimate goal for the rest of my life. But that's what's great about being an entrepreneur, is that you can start different things.
Yeah.
And I have that kind of brain. And I don't know, I used to really get offended when people would ask me that. But then I realized, like, they're a very 9-to-5 type person that, yeah, like, needs the structure, that needs the yearly salary with the bonuses. Like, they need that in their life to feel fulfilled. Yeah. And that's fine. And some people are like that, and that's great. That's not me.
Yeah.
And it could never be me.
Yeah.
And even if, and I told this to my friend, if influencing, whatever, if it all went to shit and I made zero money from it, I would start something else.
Yeah.
And I'd figure it out.
Yeah.
And I'd be fine.
Exactly.
So it's just like.
And good for you, because that takes a lot of courage.
I just, now I'm in a place in my life with my husband that we have enough of a cushion to be able to do that. Yeah. Thankfully, because we've been very smart with our money and our investing. And again, like, people don't know.
Yeah. These things. But that's exactly it. When people don't know, they assume that. It's easy to assume.
Yeah.
Really is exactly what it comes down to. And especially when you don't have that experience and you're also a different person.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you almost can't blame them for thinking that way, because it still is such a new thing.
Yeah. I mean, thing. Trust me. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But like, you know, especially when we're much older, like, mm-hmm, there's going to be a lot of older influencers, because, mm-hmm, the older we get, it's like, we grew up with social media, we grew up with technology, so we understand how it works. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot more of that. It's just right now there's not as many quote unquote older influencers, because they're also from a generation where they didn't grow up with technology. Exactly. They didn't grow up with social media. They don't know all of these things. Mm-hmm. Like, the very select few people that do it, I personally love their content, because, mm-hmm, they're also shedding to light that, just because there's this one woman in particular on TikTok. I don't know what her name is. I wish I remembered. But she looks like maybe she's in her 50s or 60s. And okay, she has like beautiful salt and pepper hair.
Wow.
And she does like everyday makeup routines and like fashion videos.
Okay.
And it's basically.
Wait, hold on. What is that noise?
My dishwasher is going.
Okay.
It's basically making people realize that just because you're a certain age, especially as a woman, doesn't mean you have to stop taking care of yourself and stop trying.
There's such a stigma, and I think it's going to be honestly so great that we have social media as we age.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people get work done and stuff, which is fine, like, to each their own, but I think there is beauty in aging. And I get Botox right now, but who's to say I'm going to continue getting Botox? Like, I don't freaking know. And also, there's a lot of people that don't.
Yeah.
And with or without Botox, you're beautiful, and we're gonna see people age a lot more now that we have social media.
Yeah.
And like, when I'm 40, going through whatever I'm going through, what people go through at 40, it's gonna be nice to be able to relate to, exactly, other women that's not just in my little circle, because that's when it gets hard, because you start to compare.
Exactly.
But now with social media, you don't compare as much. I mean, okay, yeah, I was going to say it's a double-edged sword, because you compare a lot more because you see more people, but then you also feel less pressure in certain ways, because let's say, for example, like, when we have those episodes where we talk about the fact that you're single, and you're like, and people almost like have this pressure to like get married and have kids or whatever. But now, knowing with social media that it's so common to not get married and have kids when you're 30.
Yeah.
You know, but let's say you didn't have social media and you're just surrounded by the people in your life right now. You probably so much feel a lot worse.
To be honest, I probably, I don't want to say probably, I don't know, but like, it wouldn't surprise me if I would have settled with someone. Oh, 100%. By now.
Because you wouldn't have known the tons of other people that are in the same situation as you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think there's such a positive to social media in so many ways. Just like there's positives and negatives to everything, but I really, when it's the positives, I am like, I'm so glad that I could do this. Especially when I feel like I can help people.
Yeah. Well, that's, oh my God, that must be like the most fulfilling thing ever.
Well, we get messages from people being like, oh my God, what you said on the podcast today really resonated with me. Like, thank you for that. I feel heard. I feel seen. Like, I feel less alone.
And I love that.
Because me too, like I was explaining about Bethany, this girl, there's so many times she'll post something and she has BPD. And she'll post something and I'm like, wow, like the way she said that is exactly how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And she's like in her mid to late 30s, I think. Mm-hmm. And she's just this beautiful, free-spirited person that's like introverted. I don't know. I just really like her and value her type of content and the boundaries she sets with it and her outlook on things. Yeah. So I was just like, I'm glad I found her. And I know people feel the same way about me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, if I could be to those people what she is to me, then
I feel good. Alex, I hear it all the time. Like whenever I'll go to cafes, I'll have like literally like people that I work with, like so many people know who you are and they'll tell me like, I love what your sister posts. Like I relate to her content so much and it just makes me feel like so much better about myself. And so I get it all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
So like, and I love it. For me, I'm like, oh, like I'm proud, you know. Yeah. I'm like the proud sister. I'm so happy my sister posts stuff like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like your content is the type of content that is crucial, I think, for social media nowadays, because you're not only relatable, but you're bringing light to things that a lot of women like go through, and it makes them feel like they're so much less alone. And I know you're not the only person that does this. There's many other people that do it as well, but it's just, it's a good thing. And it must make you feel so much more fulfilled at the end of the day, because it's not just,
like shallow selfies.
Content of like looking pretty, look what I'm wearing and stuff. Like, of course you still do that, but like, then you'll also post things that actually have an impact.
Yeah.
Like a big impact. Yeah. You know? So it's good.
Thank you.
But tell us, like, changing the topic now, tell us about your trip to Scotland.
Oh my God, it was so nice. It was really long. Like, I didn't realize
how long were you gone for?
We were gone for 10 days. We left on the 5th and we came back on the 15th.
It felt long?
I'm just saying I didn't realize how long we were gone for.
Okay.
So, like, we drove down to New York, which was, like, honestly only 6 hours. It was weird, maybe because we left on a Sunday, there was no traffic.
Maybe.
So I mean, I guess it was a bit longer than it was 6 hours when I plugged into the GPS, like from our door to Tess and Pat's door. But we obviously made a stop to like get lunch and bathroom breaks and whatever, so probably was a little bit longer than that. But that, it was a fine drive. Arkham is honestly such a trooper. I was really nervous for the flight to see if he would sleep or not, because he's never had like asleep outside of his bed.
Yeah.
And so we stayed the first day in New York. We slept at Tess and Pat's. That was fine. It was the first time Arkham ever shared a room with us. We had like a blow-up mattress for him.
Oh my God, so cute.
And it was so freaking cute. Then the next day we spent the whole day with the kids, just like brought them to the park, and we wanted to make sure they stayed up because the flight was at 10, and Arkham slept the whole flight. Like, he was so good.
He's such a good kid.
I know. And so then we got to Scotland, got the car, drove to the castle, got into a little accident away, had to walk to the castle because we had no service.
It's crazy because, so we have a family group chat, and I get very overwhelmed by group chats. So like any group chat I'm in, I always mute the notifications just because, like, first of all, I'm on my phone all the time for work.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time too, it's like, it's just annoying, like constantly seeing things, the notifications pop up. Like,
for sure.
I need to be concentrated on what I'm doing. So I'll always mute the group chats and then I'll just go back and look afterwards. And so I think it was like a few days after the accident had happened and I went on our family group chat and I just saw the picture with no context and like my heart sunk. I was like, what the fuck happened? It was the car like in a ditch.
Yeah, so basically because it was a super windy road in the mountains and it had just rained the night before and this was the morning, and so the ground was very like mushy and like slippery, and we're driving on the opposite side of the road from what we're used to, and Dan is in this massive van, and so it was very wiggly, you know, like moving around a ton. And what happened was there was a piece of mud, like a section that sucked the tire in and literally sucked us into a ditch. And then we couldn't get out of it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Did you guys do to get out of, like, to get the car out?
So what we had to do, so we walked up to the castle. Thank goodness the host was there. She drove us into town to get groceries. We called a tow truck, but because we were in the middle of nowhere, they were only able to come like the next day in the evening.
Oh my god.
So we had no car.
Thank god you guys were also close enough to the tower.
I know. We were, honestly, the castle. Dan said him or Pat would have had to run back to town. It would have been a long run, but they would have had to do that. And like the fact that we had no food, I was just like very stressed and like, oh my god.
And but, like, thank god, like, the weather wasn't like too
cold. I know, it was beautiful. It was like 12 degrees.
Could you imagine? Sunny. It was like middle of winter, really cold, really freezing, and like you're like, there's two kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were kind of like, Tess and I were just laughing the whole time we were walking because we're like, what is this day? Yeah. Like, what just happened? And we felt like Cameron Diaz in The Holiday when she was dropped off and had to walk to the cabin with her suitcase.
I'm watching that movie this holiday season.
I was watching it. It's so good.
I need your help, by the way, with my Christmas decorations because my Charlie Brown tree is just not doing it for me.
Okay.
It's just so small. But I have a question about where you guys stayed in Scotland. Mm-hmm. So you stayed in a castle, but like, was that entire castle your Airbnb? Like,
yeah. What? So there was one section of the castle. It was a one little area that the hosts lived in.
Okay.
And thank God they were there because like, I don't know what we would have done without them.
Yeah.
But the whole like big main castle was ours.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It was so cool. So yeah, we walked there, we got in, we just settled, got groceries and hung out the first two days we were at the castle just because we had no car. And then they were able to get the car out, thankfully, and bring it back to us. And then we did a day in Edinburgh, which was about an hour and a half away. And Edinburgh, honestly, I felt like I was like in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It was so pretty. We didn't spend that much time there because, again, we're with kids and they're young and they're tired and we had to drive an hour and a half back home. Like, these are things that we knew going into it. This is not going to be our typical trip because the four of us have traveled so often together. We know how we are together with traveling. We love to go out and do things and go out to restaurants and like stay up late and just like have so much fun. But we knew going into this trip, okay, we're here with kids. Let's focus on making sure the kids have a good time.
Yeah.
Because we don't want it to be a shitty experience for them.
Yeah.
We still want to enjoy ourselves as well, but we don't want it to be all about us and like the kids just follow us. It's like, no, we're here with children. We're going to make sure we accommodate as much as we can to their schedules and like how they're feeling and whatever. So we didn't stay in Edinburgh that long. We kind of just did like the main fun street, did a cafe, went to the castle, like the big main castle, did a tour, and then got food for dinner and drove home.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got home, kids went to bed, we hung out a little bit, and then we went to bed because we were so tired. And then every other day was like, we did one activity per day that we could drive to that wasn't so far away. Like, we did a boat tour one day, we did a whiskey tour. So we did like some really fun Scotland things, but we didn't do the main big ones that we kind of thought we were going to do before because we just didn't realize how far things were. Like, you have to drive a lot in Scotland and it's just a lot with kids.
Yeah.
And so we kind of made the decision early on. We're like, you know what? We're not going to go like see the Harry Potter Bridge or like this. We saw like one castle that we really wanted to go see because it was only an hour away. You know, certain things that we picked and chose like what to do. But I still feel like really happy with that trip. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it, guys. Like, it is hard traveling with toddlers. There's big feelings. It's not sunshine and rainbows. Yeah. It's tough, but it was really, really fun and worth it, especially to get that experience for them. You know, I know they're not going to remember much when they're older, but for us, we'll remember it. And it was really nice. And then we flew back home, which Dan was more nervous for that flight because he's like, I don't know how Arkham's going to be like awake for that long. But it's a big difference when you're in your own seat and you can get up and walk around. Like, you can do stuff. We watched movies, played games. He napped a little bit. And then we landed and stayed awake until probably like 7. We were all crashing.
Oh my god, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because I remember when you got back from Scotland, there was one night, like every once in a while, I'll just like have one or two like random nights where I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you're up very early, but yeah. like this night in particular, I knew that like you'd it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I like knew that you would be up and I couldn't sleep. So I just like texted you and we were just like talking. And I was like, I just can't sleep. And we were just like having a conversation for hours.
Well, because it was like 7 a.m. for me, basically.
Yeah.
So I was like fully awake at 2 a.m. I was like, yeah. Great.
And I was like, well, this is nice. I'll take advantage of the fact that I'm jet-lagged.
It was really hard this week. I'm still a little jet-lagged. Like, I still feel tired.
How long has it been since you've been back?
Literally more than a week.
Okay.
But what's been harder is the fact that we have a kid that, okay, now he's getting up at his normal time. But for the first week, he was waking up super early.
Okay, yeah.
Because for him, it was hard to adjust back.
Yeah.
He adjusted to the time zone in Scotland a lot easier than it was to come back home. So,
yeah.
If Dan and I, let's say I'd crash at like 8 p.m. I was so tired. We were trying so hard to stay awake. We couldn't. We'd fall asleep, but then I'd wake up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I'd be awake and then I'd finally fall back asleep around 3:30 or 4, but then Arky would wake up at 4:30.
Okay.
And then he would wake us up. So it was I wasn't getting like a full night's sleep. Exactly. And then it was just so hard to get back to it. So now that we're finally in a good groove again, like I woke up this morning, I think 5:30. Which is still early, but it's not. It wasn't 2 a.m.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, good. And then Arkham woke up at like 7.
And then eventually it's just going to be like 7 a.m. You're going to wake up. But I mean, listen, even before you went to Scotland, you always woke up very early. Yeah. Like, I feel like there were many, many mornings where you'd be up at like 5, 6 a.m.
Yeah, sorry, I'm yawning now that we're talking about sleep. No, it's honestly like, it's been really hard to adjust back to our time zone. Dan and I were like, I've never felt this tired. Even when we got back from Bali and it was like a 12-hour difference, we were so jet lagged. I looked at him and was like, I feel like this time is worse than that, which makes no sense. But it's because
we also like maybe like the time of year with the weather and it's maybe. Just kind of like gloomy.
Also, when we did go to Portugal and we came back, not only was Arkham not with us, so he didn't have to adjust any time zones, he was still napping. Yeah. So we had like a midday break where we could just chill. Now he doesn't nap, so like if we're up early and we don't sleep well the night before,
nap anymore?
No, it's been since he turned 3 stopped napping.
Okay,
so like we have no break and we can give him like quiet time, but honestly it does not last as long as a nap lasted. So we just can't like go to sleep when he's awake.
Yeah,
so it's just been a lot harder, something we weren't really prepared for, but it's okay. It's like so much better now. And I don't know, it was honestly such a fun trip. We Arky really loved Theo and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, like when we got back home, oh yeah, because when we drove home, Arkham randomly threw up. Like, it was so weird. We got back home and he got sick. And I was like, oh, maybe he like caught something from Theo or whatever. And then he was totally fine after. But the next morning, he was like, where's Theo? Where's Theo? I want to play with Theo.
Aww,
and
baby.
I was like, oh no, Theo's not here, baby. And then I thought he was being all like huggy and lovey because he wasn't feeling well, but then he was totally fine all day. So I was like, okay, well, I guess he wasn't sick. It was probably just like jet lag or something. I don't know. But
could be all the travel, the food, the foods and stuff. He's tired.
He was like in the car for 7 hours. Yeah. Like after a long flight. Yeah. But then Tess said, like, because we told her and she was like, oh my God, literally this morning, Patrick brought Theo down and he was like, Arky. And Patrick's like, he's not here, buddy.
Aww,
it was like, they were so sad. Theo. Oh my God, he's so cute.
He's adorable. He's I see so pictures and videos cute. Of him. I'm like, I need to meet that kid.
He's such adorable. A cutie. And I love that they get along, even though they're a year apart. So Theo is exactly a year younger than Arkham. They still play really well together. The only difference is we have to keep reminding Arkham that like Theo is not as old as you. So he can't do certain things. Like when you're going to run around crazy, you have to be mindful that he might trip and fall because he's not like you. You know, he's a year at that age is a huge difference.
Yeah, huge.
It's literally a third of Arkham's life.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you have to understand like you can't do certain things or if like, you know, if Theo, let's say, does something he doesn't understand that he can't do that, you know, like you have to, that was like the only, and I wouldn't even say that that's a challenge because that's normal behavior even with siblings or with friends, like, you know, so the fact that they were able to play together so well and they liked the same things and they have very similar personalities, are very chill, like,
yeah,
calm kids, just like kind of cheeky.
Yeah.
Like they're just so cute. And so, I don't know, I was very happy with how the trip went.
I'm sure.
How was your little getaway? You went to Tremblant with your friends, your girlfriends?
Oh, yeah. I was like, where did I go? Oh, no. It was so much fun. It was really relaxing. We cooked dinner. We had wine. We played some games. How long we watched TV. It was like a full day. Like, we drove up on a Friday evening, mm-hmm. and then we drove home a Sunday morning.
Okay.
So we had one full day there. We went to the town, like the little village, walked around, did some shopping, went for dinner. The first night we cooked dinner, mm-hmm. and yeah, it was a very relaxing, much needed, like, girls' weekend away. And yeah, coming home, I was like, it just felt so good to kind of just be like away from all the noise and chaos and just like take a break, you know, and be with like two of my closest friends.
Yeah. Oh, I thought there were more people.
So we were supposed to be, but then one girl got sick.
Okay.
So she was like, I'm just letting you know, like, this is how I'm feeling. And and so we were like, okay, like, with everything going around, like, another girl wasn't really comfortable with it.
Right.
And then another one of my friends was supposed to come, but she had like something like popped up last minute. It was like a really important work thing.
Okay.
And she couldn't end up making it in the end.
Still, though.
So we were supposed to be like five girls total, but we ended up being three, which is totally fine because it was still fun, mm-hmm. regardless.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourselves.
Thanks.
Yeah, was it nice, the place that you stayed at?
It was really, really nice.
Was there a hot tub?
There is a hot tub there, but we didn't use it.
Okay.
We didn't take advantage of it, which we kind of regretted, but at the same time, like, we still had so much fun. And it wasn't like our own personal hot tub. It's like for like anyone in that area or like staying at that condo place to use, mm-hmm. which kind of grosses me out, the thought of it. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I would rather have my own personal
hot tub. I guess. Yeah.
But besides that, what else is new? There's nothing really that's like been going on in my life that's new and exciting, really. It's just,
well, we have our trip to LA coming up soon.
We have our trip to LA. Okay, I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about
that. We spoke about it already in an episode.
Okay, I have a short-term memory loss.
It's okay. You know what's crazy? I think when we did the workplace episode, we had actually done that episode already.
Are you serious?
Someone mentioned it to me and I was like, did we?
We can't keep track of all of the episodes that we film.
It's because we do weekly. But that's the thing, is if we did something last year and we are going to do it again, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I sometimes forget where I talk about certain subjects. Like, sometimes I'll talk about something online and then people on Instagram are like confused. And I'm like, oh, that's because, sorry, it's like I had mentioned it in my YouTube video. Or I'll talk about it on YouTube and people are like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, it's because I mentioned it in my podcast.
Yeah. Like, for me, there's certain topics that we've spoken about on the podcast that I do remember. But for the most part, because I don't do like the editing and stuff afterwards, like, I'm very much just living in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when we record the podcast, it's as if we're just hanging out.
Yeah, we forget we're recording.
So, like, to me, it doesn't really feel like work.
Yeah.
So I don't really keep track of things. It's more something fun.
Yeah.
To do. And, like, that's why a lot of the times, like, I'll give you, like, topic ideas and you'll be like, oh, we already recorded that. And I'm like, really? Or if I'm like, oh, I don't really want to talk about this, and you're like, well, you already did. I'm like, I did. Like, I don't like rewatch
the
podcast ever.
I don't re-listen either. Like, once it's up, I'm like, okay, I'm fucking sick of my voice.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited for LA.
Me too.
It's like I think it's gonna be really fun. You haven't met my management.
No. So we're basically going because my sister's management, who helps us with the podcast, mm-hmm. and my sister obviously like uses them for her social media and whatnot. Like, they basically represent my sister for any like sponsored content. We're all in a group chat together for the podcast, and my birthday is the beginning of December. And so mm-hmm. they were like, well, we're having our holiday party at the beginning of December. Like, why don't you guys come down? And then, long story short, we ended up making it happen. We just booked our flights last week.
But Kyla, you have to, unless you want me to decide, but I want you to decide where we go for dinner on like the Friday night for your birthday.
Okay.
Because we're in LA. I have a restaurant that I would love to take you to.
The thing, though, is that, like, I don't know of a lot of restaurants in LA. I don't know what's good.
There's not, like, one
place. So, like, why don't you just take me to a place that you think is good?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what's trendy anymore, but I don't even know if this place exists anymore, but I loved the restaurant called Isabel in
West Hollywood. We can always message in the group chat asking them, like, what places they recommend.
Yeah. There's, like, there's the go-to. I mean, there's Nobu we can go to, which is sushi, but like there's
this I've always wanted to try Nobu, actually.
I mean, we can go to Nobu,
but it's really expensive there.
Everything's expensive there. Okay.
Yeah, but I heard, like, Nobu is like expensive even for LA. No,
I mean, yeah, I mean, also us, like, we eat like birds, right? Like, we pick and, you know, like,
but
we
that's get why shared I menu. Like Nobu looks like my, and I love fish.
Yeah, but Isabel has this, like, the best charcuterie board.
Wait, I think life. I went to Isabel when I was in LA last time. I think you had recommended it to me.
Okay, maybe.
And I went.
Did you like it? Was it like in you felt like you're in a garden?
Yes.
And you go like the back to get in there?
Yeah, it was. I remember it being good.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being like, wow.
Okay, so we won't go there then. Because I like loved the charcuterie board there. But I'm like, I'm not going to go there for a charcuterie
board. I would say like as of right now, I'm down for Nobu. Okay. But like if there's any other places that like you come across.
Or if you're listening to this and you're from LA or you go there and there's a restaurant that you're like, this would be such an awesome place. Like not Delilah. I've been to Delilah. But like somewhere that like would be fun for Kyla's birthday and for a good meal.
I want to like dress up and look cute.
Yeah. So if you know of any restaurants that you think would be fun for us,
message our Instagram.
Yeah,
Tell Mesa's podcast.
And yeah, we're basically in for like, we fly in on a Wednesday and then we leave on a Sunday.
Yeah,
so I think that's gonna be really nice. Originally we were gonna land at night and I was like, oh, that's a whole day wasted.
I know.
So now we land around like 2 p.m which is perfect because by the time that like get to the hotel we can check in right away.
Yeah,
get freshened up, go for dinner.
Yeah.
And then the next day is like, I think we're having lunch with my manager and then is the holiday party at night.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the Friday we can do whatever we want during the day, go for dinner. Saturday we can do like Runyon Canyon if you want.
Oh, I'm so down.
Do like a little nice little hike, go to Erewhon and then have our last Sunday night. We leave Sunday morning.
I'm so down for this trip. It's much needed. And I know. I'm down to escape the cold weather already.
I know.
Already over this weather.
My management's like, we're already wearing winter coats. I'm like, like it's below zero in Montreal. Yeah. We are not going to be wearing winter coats.
And it gets even cooler than this.
I know.
But
we're going to look like those crazy people that are in shorts and everyone else is in like winter gear.
I've been like looking up different outfits that I could get for LA.
Oh, there's going to be a pool too at the hotel. So we can go by the pool. Nice. We could do like a nice just chill in the sun.
I hope that if I order something this week, it'll be in before our trip.
Oh, I'm sure. We leave in what? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You can always order stuff to be shipped to the hotel.
Oh, that's smart, actually.
Because then you don't have to pay customs if it's from the States.
Yeah, that's true. That's smart.
But we're staying at two different hotels because we're doing work with two different hotels when we're there. I'm excited because they're both in different areas. One is like more near Santa Monica area, which I've stayed there before. And one is in West Hollywood, which obviously I've stayed there before. So we get a different vibe. We can go to the beach one day.
Yeah.
I think it'll be nice.
I think that's going to be really nice.
I'm so excited.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to our episode. And normally you do the sign off. I'm not good at this. You do it.
The next few, like we're going to have a few episodes where we're going to have you guys write in certain things. Like I just listened to the What We Said podcast, which is a very similar podcast to us, which I feel like we're very inspired by them. But like, they did one where people write in like, what's the nicest thing someone has done for you?
I was literally
like almost crying listening to that because like the nice things that people were doing, I was like, you forget that there's really nice people in this world. A lot of the times we hear like the drama and like the shitty things, but it's like,
no,
I like
people
that.
Do really good things too. Yeah.
So I think, well, I wanted to do something like that. And I have a few other topic ideas that I want you guys to write in. We can discuss. So keep a lookout for that on Instagram. If you want to follow us, Tell Me Sis Podcast on Instagram. And if you want to.
TikTok as well.
Yeah. We haven't really posted much on TikTok. We're going to post a lot on TikTok when we're in LA. Trust me. But yeah, if you want to rate us 5 stars, that's always super helpful. It does really help us out a lot, guys, like to be able to grow the podcast and stuff on Apple and Spotify. It's just super easy to do. And we love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye guys.